Coming up on 8:56, 34 degrees right now in Urbana. Time to check the commodity markets this morning with Aaron Curtis at Midco in Bloomington. Aaron, good morning, and it looks like some selling going on in the soybeans here today.
Yeah, some pressure being seen there. The rest of the commodities here, a little bit more muted response here this morning. We do have December corn at 361 and three quarters, down a penny and a half. March corn at 368 and one half, down a penny and one half. May corn at 374, down one and one half. December 16 corn at 389, down two and one quarter. Like Brian mentioned, the January soybeans are under some pressure here today. January soybeans at 845 and three quarters, down 11 and three quarters. March beans at 848 and one half, down 12 cents. July soybeans at 861 and a quarter, down 11 and one quarter. November 16 beans at 868 and three quarters, down nine and three quarters. A little bit of a bounce here in the wheat market here today, considering what's going on with the neighboring commodities. December Chicago wheat at 491, up two and one half. March wheat at 493 and a quarter, up three and one quarter. July Chicago wheat at 498 and one half, that's up three and one half. Out in Kansas City, December Kansas City wheat at 459 and a quarter, up two and one quarter. March Kansas City wheat at 472 and three quarters, up two and one quarter. And July Kansas City wheat at 492 and one quarter, up three quarters of 1 cent. No livestock trade here this morning, but we did have a cattle on feed report out on Friday afternoon. It showed on feed supplies at 102%, placements at 96%, and marketing's at 97%. Those are all based on a percent of a year ago, basically come in near expectations. Bean market is under some pressure today based on some results from the Argentine presidential election yesterday. The conservative candidate did win that in another close race yesterday. The fear is, at least from the bean side, is that the newly elected candidate will lower export taxes, and that could make the producer a little more aggressive seller here, as that translates to a better price for them if that is to materialize. So beans are seeing some pressure from that. Not much news in the corn and wheat pits here this morning. We will have export inspections out at 10 o'clock, crop progress out this afternoon, but you know, for corn and bean harvest, that's pretty much complete. There will be some update on winter wheat ratings. The USDA did announce 251,000 tons of beans switched from unknown to China here this morning for the marketing year 15-16. Other than that, it looks like a pretty quiet week. It is a short week, no trade on Thursday, just a quiet day on Friday, typically at least less hours, open from 8:30 to noon on Friday. So a short week here this week, expected volume to be a little thinner. Dollar is a little higher, crude is once again lower, common theme there. Otherwise, a pretty quiet start, at least in terms of activity here to start, Brian.
All right. Thank you very much, Aaron, for that report. Have yourself a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
You bet. Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois on this Monday. And glancing at Wall Street here this morning, mixed markets so far. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 8 points at 17,832. The S&P down a fraction at 2,089. And the NASDAQ is up 8 points so far at 5,113. Mostly sunny skies in your forecast today, high of 40 degrees, west winds 10 to 15. Partly cloudy this evening, turning mostly cloudy overnight with some patchy fog, the low 25. Mostly sunny and warmer for the day on Wednesday, up to 50 degrees. We could see some rain on Thanksgiving Day with a high of 57. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at will.illinois.edu. It's 9 o'clock.